Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. Stories of hope. We always love the stories of hope, and I can't wait to introduce you to our first guest. It is January of 2024. And if you are like me, it's like, oh my God, there's so many things happening. There's so much going on that it's like, wow, that just goes to show you what kind of year we're in for this year. So here it is for some inspiration. How about that? Maria Pendolino is an award-winning professional voice actor and the president of her own company, Voice by Maria, Inc. Maria's signature, youthful, and fresh voice has been heard in advertising campaigns for Fortune 100 companies in animation and video games, and in corporate and industrial content for brands around the world. She also narrates documentaries and television shows. You may have even heard Maria's voice while you were on hold with your bank saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Please try again." Maria lives in Buffalo, New York with her husband, Eric, and their four rescue cats. Maria is active in her community and serves as the president of the board of the directors for Alleyway Theater and is a member of the National Association of Women Business Owners, the American Advertising Federation, Buffalo, Nigeria chapter, and the Buffalo Broadcasters Association. Her fun fact is that she was on an episode of HGTV's House Hunters. You can learn more about Maria at voicebymaria.com. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Wow, I just think that's fabulous. You, the experiences that you've had with your voice and what you're creating, and you know all the things that you're currently involved in. So that is so awesome. Now it wasn't always like this. You have a story.
I do have a story. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us the story.
So I've been acting since I was 11 years old. I was a very annoying kid dragging their parents to community theater auditions, begging to be in, you know, local productions of The Sound of Music. And I dreamed of making it my career. I studied theater in college and I moved to New York City with the dream of being on Broadway. Shortly after I got to New York City, I started to experience really bad knee pain. And I thought it was just me walking around Manhattan in bad flip-flops and I needed to get better shoes. That's what I thought it was at first. But when I was 22 years old, I was diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis, which is a degenerative joint condition and an autoimmune condition. And it started off as, you know, just being a little bit annoying. My knees would swell up a little bit. I'd have some pain, but I really tried hard to push through it. And I had kind of that one moment where, you know, your come to Jesus moment where you realize like it's just not working. I was auditioning for an off-Broadway play and I was really excited about the character. I had practiced my lines with my roommate. I was ready to go in there and wow the casting director. And I walked into the room and the first thing she said was, "Oh, are you limping?" And it was as if like my mask had completely fallen off. Like I thought I was walking fine. I thought I was faking it till I make it. I thought I was doing everything I need to do. And she saw it immediately. And my mask dropped and it took the air out of the room for me. I kind of lost my energy and I didn't quite do as well at that audition as I had hoped and that I had practiced for. But it was that realization for me that it's not something that I can hide and it's not something that I should hide. You know, it's my body. It just happens to be the cards that I was dealt. This is how my body works. And on some days, you know, on a really rainy, humid day in New York City, you know, my arthritis kind of flared up, you know, made my knees hurt, made my legs hurt. And that was kind of the start of me recognizing that I was a disabled person and embracing that identity instead of shying away from it or hiding from it or trying to prevent people from finding out about it. I was more open with it. So I would ask for, you know, accommodations if I needed them, or let people know in advance, hey, just so you know, I have psoriatic arthritis. I might need extra time. I might need to sit down, take a break. And all of the anxiety and pain and anticipation and negative energy that I was holding on to by trying to hide it from everyone and just say, no, I'm okay. I can get through it. I can do it. When I removed all of that from my life, everything really started to change and things started to pick up for me. And one of the things that I also found was doing voice acting. So voice acting typically takes place in a recording studio. You're in a booth, super easy to just walk in and say, hey guys, can I have a chair and sit down and be comfortable while I'm working? A lot different than 8 shows a week on Broadway, dancing and singing. A lot different than 18 hours on a film set, you know, getting picked up and standing around and all of these things. With voiceover, could just go in, do my work, feel comfortable, and leave, you know? And it was kind of, as my acting career was getting stronger, my disability was kind of also picking up steam, but finding voice acting was a way that allowed me to continue to be a performer, continue to be creative, continue to use the gifts and craft that I trained for and the thing that I was most passionate about in an environment where I was comfortable. I could kind of control what my body needed to do. And for the last 14 years, I've been working as a voice actor and I now work from home. I have my own recording studio here in my home in Buffalo. You know, as the, you know, media landscape changed and, you know, internet brought lots of different places for advertising to be placed. A lot of the jobs that required you to be physically in New York City or physically in Los Angeles to be part of kind of the Hollywood system, a lot of these jobs can now be done from home. So I can now sit here and say, I'm a working actor. I work every day as an actor from my home in Buffalo, New York. I'm not reporting to a set in Los Angeles, I'm not reporting to a studio in New York. I'm actually doing the work here. And as a disabled person, that allows me to be really successful because I can control my environment. So I'm comfortable, I'm safe, I'm happy, and I'm successful. And a lot of that came from me just taking the time to be honest with myself and say, this is a challenge that I have, this disability. And instead of ignoring it or putting it under the rug, I just kind of went at it head on and said, what do I need to do to protect myself? What do I need to do to support myself? And what do I need to do to be my own champion? And walk in and say, this is something that affects me, but it doesn't stop me from being successful. So that's a little bit about my story.
Yeah, I love that story. I love how this all unfolded. And I just want to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
I also love hearing someone say, I am comfortable, I am safe, I am happy. When we say these things out loud, this is a feeling, this is a lifestyle that we all want to feel. I am comfortable, I am safe, I am happy. That's where we want to be. So congratulations, you.
Thank you.
You know, embodying that, because this is a big deal. So being able to just say that out, it's, you can tell it's coming from you and that you own that. And that's very inspiring. That's very inspiring. And then going back to the part where the woman said to you, are you limping? You know, so this turned out to be a gift all the way around, right? It turned out to be a gift, but it turned out to be a gift because you transformed it into something masterful for your life. But it could have also been, it could have also gone the other way, where you would have completely doubted yourself, not followed your career, gone into depression, all kinds of things could have happened, right? So that's why that turned out so well, because you transformed it into something brilliant. And you could see now you've been doing this voice acting, living and working from home, being your own entrepreneur in your business, right? And doing what it is that you love. And so I just think this is so brilliant what you've done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's it would have been really easy to take that moment where she caught me limping and say, it's over, I'm done, you know, put a fork in me. It would have been really easy to just say, I'm going to do something completely different. I'm going to pivot in a different direction. But I think really facing it head on and being true to yourself. I think anytime you're hiding something, even if it's not nefarious, you know, it's not like I broke the law. I'm not hiding that kind of thing, but even hiding things from yourself and trying to convince yourself of something doesn't exist when you know it does, you know, that takes up space. And if that's taking up space, that's space that you don't have to be creative, that's space that you don't have to be a good friend or a good partner, that's space taking up that you aren't thinking of your next great idea. So making that room and being honest with myself, that was really the linchpin that turned it around for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's also another thing that I would love to talk to you about. Maybe you can come back on another show and we can go into that discussion a little bit longer.
Sure.
That's one thing. Also, I wanted to talk to you about the chapters, the women's organization that you're involved in. And I do want to introduce you to someone also that is doing women chapters in all the cities across America. I'm going to have Ashley hook us up for another appointment. You and I, we can just talk about the things, and I want to introduce you to Jen. And but let's tell the audience where they can find you, where they can look you up, where they can learn more about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So my voiceover website is voicedbymaria.com. I'm also proud to be the database administrator of the Disabled Voice Actors Database. So with some friends of mine who are also disabled creators, we created a space where casting directors and producers can specifically find disabled talent. So if they have a disabled character in animation or a video game and they want a disabled actor to authentically tell that story, they can find us at disabledvoiceactors.com. And then I'm on social media at Maria Pendo.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I really do. I commend you for how you've turned all of that around and the work that you're doing, inspiring people with, you know, how not to give up, and how not to let someone else's, you know, like words, whatever they speak to you, whatever they're saying to you, turn out to be something that you know, shuts you down and doesn't get you excited about life, right?
Absolutely.
What do you want to say to the audience before we...
I would say that if there's something in your life that you feel is a roadblock or you feel is preventing you from moving forward with what you want to do, what can you do to accept that thing in your life instead of trying to work against it? How can you work with it? That's what I did. And that's really what made the big change for me.
That's excellent. That's excellent, Maria. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We're going to take our first break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch, and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and...
Welcome back, everyone. I'm just thinking, I'm so excited. You know, I love doing these stories of hope. I've been doing them for years now, and all to, you know, meet incredible people that do incredible things in the world so that we can all rise together. My next guest is Rosie Anderson. Now, she has been a student of spirituality her entire life. She's done all kinds of explorations in spirituality. And then, of course, you know, with what happens in life happens and we experience loss and grief and so many things. And that's also where our spirituality comes in hand. And then when we apply the things that we learn with healing and, healing modalities and spirituality and, you know, life coaching and making our lives better and helping others, that is what my guest today is here to share with us. Her name is Rosie Anderson. She is a life and health coach, NLP coach, hypnotherapy and Reiki, and is mentoring spiritual and development, spiritual and life development. So welcome to the show today, Rosie.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. So good to see you.
Yeah, it's really awesome to have you. So, you know, you got started on this path. You know, when I was looking at your bio and reading your bio, I was looking at, you know, you've experienced a lot of loss, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of grief. And that's why I touched on that. Did you want to talk about that story?
Yes, that'd be great. So my mentor was a psychic healer all her life. She knew things at a very young age. She was a friend of my mom's, and she met me when I was 11 and said, there's something special about you. And we just became friends, and she mentored me through my until into my 40s when she passed. And when she was passing, she called me and said, I'm in hospice. And I said, why? Because I didn't think you were that sick. And she said, yes, I don't know. They think I am. So I flew to Boise and I went in and I met hospice, and they said, oh, I thought you were a made up friend. And I'm like, what? And they're like, she talks about you all the time, but we didn't really think you were real. And I go, oh, I'm real. And so I helped her get into a home because she needed to be. And she passed a couple weeks later, and she didn't want to be in a home, but that was the best place for her. So she just gifted me along the way and guided me and encouraged me, and just always thought she saw something special in me. So that kind of made me want to craft my gift and really look into it. And then, so I would start, I was always working on it. But then my mom passed in 2014 from a very ugly, aggressive cancer, and I was with her through that. And it was devastating. And I just said, there's got to be more to life than that. I mean, you don't just die. There's got to be something else is bigger than, because energy doesn't die. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what got you started. I mean, really, it's kind of like, you know, why are we here? What is this all about? Do we die? All those questions that come up when we're on the spiritual journey, because we're curious about it and we want to know more, you know, where we came from, why we're here. Right. And really to live our fullest potential, right? Because, enough of not living our fullest potential to really rise into our greatest and best self, right?
Exactly. And I just thought, you know, my pain was so big because I loved my mom so much that, and we were such good friends that I was like, I needed to figure out a new way or a different way. And I connected with a spiritual mentor who is still my mentor. That was probably in 2016. And I still study with him. And he just said, you need to get in my spiritual development group, right? The day I met him. And I joined, and I went to visit, and I joined, and I've been developing that even more. And so I was taking it very seriously and working on it and taking classes. And then in 2019, my brother passed away unexpectedly. And my mom and my brother were kind of my core people, because after my parents were divorced, it was the three of us. And we always said we were the three musketeers. And I literally felt like I was dying because the pain was so big. And I wasn't even sure if I really still wanted to be here for about a year. And that was, you know, that's not who I am. That's not my, it's just not what my spirit is. And so I just started really taking a deep dive into the psychic and mediumship realm, which I was already working on. But then I go, okay, there's more to it. I know there is. And I started doing the work and like, and actually reading people. And I was having people ask me, do you know, one man said, you always make grown men cry, because I brought his dad in, who was very abusive. And he was crying because he was like, I needed to hear from my dad so bad. And it kind of chokes me up because I was like, I could feel his pain and I could feel like how bad the abuse was. I could feel it on a core level. And I just was like, wow, this is really healing. Cause I was kind of like, oh, it's a little bit woo woo. But I'm like, no, this is actually healing people, while I was also healing myself.
Totally. I could totally see that. Because, you know, I just recently, I have a person that's part of my KS Media group, and I supported her with the loss of her husband. And there was a medium that was giving her some messages from her husband. It's really healing for her. It was really healing for her. So I think that type of work that you're doing with people, like helping people when they've experienced loss of loved ones, and, you know, in that way, hearing from them, you know, having compassion and understanding part of the pain, what it was about, being able to see that, because a lot of it, right, has to do with acknowledgement. So I think that work that you're doing is so powerful. And I think, you know, this is probably what you are meant to do next.
Without a doubt. I have always known, and I've known you for quite a while, and I'm sure we probably talked about this at one point, but I always believed since I was a young person that my purpose on the planet was to help others. And I had no idea it would turn out like this. Was never, I mean, I was always interested, but had no idea that I would be where I'm sitting. But I love it. And I just think the healing aspect is so big. And the people in the spirit world, our people in the spirit world want to reach out to us. They want us to know that they're okay. They want to apologize for the hurts and the things that happened on earth. And they're, once they get to the other side, they're not in pain anymore, and they don't have worldly problems like money and with sickness and things like that. They have, you know, it's like, it seems like what I would consider heaven, pretty magical.
Yeah.
And their personalities are still the same. Like my brother comes through, and everybody who pulled my brother through is just like, oh, he's a jokester. Like he's, and just the stuff they say, I laugh because I'm like, of course, it's totally him, you know? And I'm like, yes, of course. So it's really fun. It's really fun. And I love the healing that.
Well, not only that, you've already said it. It's also supporting you and healing you. And I mean, I think the work that you're healing and teaching and supporting is that keeping the communications going on between your loved ones when they pass. That could be the cover and title of a book.
You know what? We might need to talk about that.
We do need to talk about it, because I totally can see that, keeping the communications going. And when because that's the thing, it's not that they leave you, they're still with you, but the communication has changed. And then how do you communicate with them in the non-physical? I'm getting the chills. Okay.
I have great ways to connect with them when I like to help people connect with the loved ones. I just had a reading yesterday that blew me away. It blew her away because we connected with her dad and it was just incredible. And there were just some things that happened that I said, well, this is how you can connect with your dad. And she's just sent me a message just before I got on here, like, oh my God, you can't believe this. And it's not me. I'm just the conduit, right? The dad, lovely human man, who just came through and wanted to talk to her. So it was beautiful. Usually they do want to come through. You know, if you called me and said, I want to talk to my dad and he's in the spirit world, I can't guarantee that it's going to happen because he's going to want to have to come through, right?
Yeah.
But generally they do. And they usually are front and center, and they are like, everybody else get out of my way, because this is my time.
That's so good. It's kind of like somebody ringing the doorbell or calling on the phone. It's
totally.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, sometimes we're home, sometimes we're not.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right. Sometimes we answer the phone, sometimes we don't. It just depends. But I think it's great that this is wonderful work that you're doing, especially now as we are evolving more and more. We're going to have you on another show. We're going to have a longer discussion where we can, you know, go more into it. We'll talk about the other things, but I'll have Ashley connect us. Let's tell the audience where they can find you, look you up on social media, and learn more about what it is that you do.
Well, the best way to find me is rosieanderson.com. That I have a website. That's the easiest way to connect with me. I just am working on a Facebook page for this work. I haven't done. It's finished. I just need to do a few little things to get it ready. But yeah, that's the best way, is rosieanderson.com right now.
Good. And I think it's great that, you know, the word of mouth is going to travel quickly. People are going to find you, because it's needed. It's really needed. So many people, we've experienced so much loss in these last few years. Actually, you said it earlier, you and I know each other from the past, but I think the last time we talked, your mother was still here.
What?
So I didn't even know you without your mom being here. So interesting. And I'm so glad that you came on the show today, Rosie. It's so wonderful to see you. And thank you so much for being so pure in heart and wanting to serve and wanting to help people. I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me. And I just think people need this type of work now more than ever. After all, through, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you for having me. It's been lovely.
Yeah, Rosie. Yeah, hang tight. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Erin Rosie. She is a homeschooling mama to three little ages, 7, 5, and almost 3, and 2 angel babies. She is the co-author of a number one bestseller with Kimberly Olson and a podcast host of the Dear Mama, You're Going to Find Your Joy Again podcast. Mm-hmm. After going through her first miscarriage, she began the journey back to the new version of herself to find joy again in her motherhood journey. Along the way, discovering that it doesn't have to be long weekends away with friends or days at the spa. It can be as simple as having pretty nails, throwing on a great pair of earrings and a cute shirt and a hot cup of coffee in those rare moments of quiet. I love that so much.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show today, Erin.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So I just called you when we were in the back room, in the green room, we should call it. I was calling you an inspirational speaker because as I was listening to you, you are inspiring.
Oh, and thank you.
It's very inspiring. You know, I have a niece who is a young mother of three. And I know that she just had her baby last year, one of the babies last year. The other two were already born. But she was definitely going through the postpartum there.
Mm-hmm.
That's so challenging. And to find that joy again, to find that bliss again, to find that spa again, even if it's putting on a pair of earrings or feeling for the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's very much, I think too, if you have multiple children, it's always, I think that feeling that you're treading above water, you're just trying to keep everybody alive. And so many emotions are riding on you as the main, not saying dads and your partner, your whoever your partner is, your spouse, it's not riding on them as well. But I think if you're the person that is the main caregiver for a large chunk of time, you feel like some days you are just, everybody's alive, we made it through the day, and you struggle to find that joy in those days, especially with multiple little children. That I find that was the hardest thing for me, with all of the everyone just needing you all at the same time, and you're like, oh, I don't know, okay, who needs me the most? That was just the question. Who needs me the most right now? Okay, you. So you get my attention.
So I'm curious as to, have you done any like inner child work on yourself? Like, have you already done that kind of work?
I think that was something that came out after I went through the miscarriage. I noticed a lot of just feelings that I had to deal with, because you kind of shove them down. And having the three kids, I feel like I didn't really have a lot of breathing room because they're all 2 years apart. So it was just boom, boom, boom. And which I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't have it any other way, but it was very much after the miscarriage. It was like, why do I feel angry right now? It has nothing to do with the fact that my kid spilled their glass for the 500th time and I have to clean it up. It's what is making me upset. And really, I've been trying to go through that process as I've become wiser and a little more educated about this. I think there's definitely a learning curve when you have your first kid. You're like, okay, why does this make me upset? And I don't understand why this is so important to me. And it really, I don't really think you realize that until you have your first kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So what were you feeling like, you know, that what you were talking about, how the children needed you and like who's going to get your attention, and basically everybody needs you, and where do you find your joy, and like what were the feelings? Like, you were feeling like, I'm not included in this. I have to give out so much, but what about me? Are those the feelings?
Yes, it was very much just, I think for me, I've always been able to physically move my body to process emotions and process anything that I'm going through. And I was not able to do that the way that I used to do that once I had multiple children. And same thing with going through a miscarriage. And it was very much like, I just need a second to process how I'm feeling right now. And I can't, because every 5 seconds, someone is saying, mommy, mommy, or the baby was crying. I mean, they're older now, but it's still, I mean, just an example. I went to go to the bathroom before coming on here and my son goes, mom, I need to show you this. I'm like, it can wait. Just, you know, let mommy do what she needs to, and then I'll come back out. But very much just feeling like you don't have time to process your own emotions, or even just to feel what you need to feel in that moment and then move through it. And so you're more calm, where when you don't have that time and you just, for me, it was just everybody needed me all the time. And I didn't have that time for myself to really, you know, have just 5 minutes alone to have. And there's always noise when you have multiple children, there's always noise. And so, like, I just need quiet. I just need it to be still for maybe 5 minutes and then I'm okay. But it's just that overstimulation sometimes that you don't have that moment to just, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah. So that's what made you start the podcast, because nobody was talking about it out there.
Yes, it was very much just no one was talking about miscarriages, which I understand you don't walk around with that and say, oh, guess what? I had a miscarriage. It's something very personal, very private. But yeah, when I put it out on Facebook, I prayed about it a lot. My faith in God has been a huge part of just my journey and where I am. But I felt this nudge to share it. And I was scared because I'm in a small town. So these are people you run into at the post office, at the store. And but like I was telling you before, is the responses that I had from sharing were amazing. I mean, people were telling me they went through this 20 years ago and never talked about it, never healed from it. Yeah. But they were not telling me that I was going to find that joy again, that there is happiness coming on the other side. It was, and I remember thinking, am I ever going to be happy as a mom again? Am I going to let this steal my joy from watching my other three grow up? Is it always going to feel this heavy and just this sadness? And so that's where the podcast, I was encouraged to start it, and I'm a newbie at it, but I just was like, no one is really talking about how moms can find your joy. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at it. I still struggle with it, but it's very much, you do have to look for those little things in your daily life to be like, okay, you know, that made me smile, or my kids when they just do certain things. So,
well, I think, you know, being a parent, being a mom, being a parent in this day and age is like, again, we've said this all before, it's the most important job. But really, now with the children that are born into this world, they are the future leaders of this planet. And so having the right values, having the right principles, having the support, you know, from being, I love actually that you're homeschooling. If I was young I would be figuring out any way possible to homeschool, wouldn't be dealing with all that stuff that's out there. There's just so much to say about that.
It's hard. It is,
but I think what you're doing, Erin, is it's really awesome that you're talking about things that people are not talking about, even though they've experienced miscarriages and haven't talked about it. And then you're doing your own healing by, you know, speaking it out. What I'm actually seeing is, I'm very psychic, and what I'm seeing actually is that this is a brand that you're starting. Brand. It started with a podcast, and then it's going to grow into other things. And one day your children will leave the nest, and then you will have this brand that you have built from the time and given birth to when they were little. So just, you know, keep nurturing yourself, keep sharing it with others. Let's tell the audience where they can find your podcast.
You can find it on Apple and Spotify. It's Dear Mama, You're Going to Find Your Joy Again. And I will have 10 episodes starting next week. So it's very new, but very excited to keep growing and just listening to what other people would like to hear for moms and what they need.
Are you on social media as well?
I am. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Erin Rose. Last name is Roese. And I also have a Facebook group, the Dear Mama, You're Going to Find Your Joy Again, which is a community of moms where we talk about these things, simple ways to find joy. I share, you know, simple things that help me smile throughout the day and sometimes those hard subjects. And I'm on Instagram, Dear Mama 802. And you can find me Erin Rose or Erin R also. So those are social media places. And I have a website, erinrose.com.
Excellent. Well, Erin, I love what you're doing. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you.
Just so you know, that link that you have is also the same for the replay.
Okay.
And I'd love to talk to you again as well. So I will have Ashley put us in contact. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest because she says she wants to do everything. She's so excited about life. She can't help herself. She wants to do everything. That is such a great feeling. And may we all feel that excited about our life. Arlene Lomasoff Marin, in December of 2019, about a week before she retired from a 40-year career as a registered nurse, a coworker commented that she should do something from her bucket list. Immediately, she replied that I would write a novel. She wondered why she had replied so quickly with such conviction, as she hadn't thought about writing a book since her adolescence. She took a few writing courses in high school and considered college and a career in writing, but decided to go to nursing school instead. She didn't realize writing a novel was on her bucket list. Beneath a Blanket of Snow was published in July of 2020. Due to wonderful reviews and feedback from her readers, she decided to keep writing, and she published her second novel, If We Had Known, in April of 2021. She's currently writing her third and fourth novels. Writing is the only one of several new things that she's learned since the age of 50. In the past decade and a half, she's learned to play Ma Yong. She takes piano lessons, which she's never had the opportunity to do as a child, and practice yoga. She rides a bicycle on trails throughout the US and Canada, and she started studying a new language, and she volunteers as an RN in a clinic. While many people slow down in their mid to late 60s, I want to experience and learn as much as I can. And her motto is, it's never too late. Welcome to the show today, Arlene.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's so wonderful how the whole writing piece, you know, looking at that bio, you ended your career, you know, you were coming to a close in your career, and how right away you answered back so fast. It's almost like that had been on hold. The writing had been on hold this whole life.
Yeah.
While you were doing the other piece. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I feel like, although I didn't consciously think of it, that's exactly what happened. It was buried somewhere in my brain, and I really can't explain as to why I answered that quickly. Actually, later that day, after the comment, I remember thinking, well, why would I say that? what would possess me to say that? And that really got me thinking as to whether this is something I really could accomplish after all those years.
Yeah. I mean, well, from what I'm, you know, I'm an intuitive, so I'm picking up that the reason why you said that is because that was in your total soul alignment. You could have been a writer from the time you were a young person and completely skipped this part and been a very successful writer and all the things. But, you know, you are now. So you're in your third and fourth novel now. And are you loving the writing piece?
I do. And, you know, it's a part of life that I never expected. And it really ranks way up there with the best things in life when you hold a book in your hand that you've written and you see it in the library and you see people reading it and you read reviews. It just ranks way up there. And it's something that I never expected. It's kind of a bonus now.
Yeah, that's so great. So are your books on Amazon as well? Or
they are.
Yeah. Yes. And so let's give the audience the plug right now on where to find your book on Amazon or in any of the stores. Go ahead.
Oh, they are on Amazon as ebook, as paperback, as a hardcover. And it's, you know, it's really exciting to do that.
How do they find the book? So what do they type in?
Well, you could type in my name, or you could type in Beneath a Blanket of Snow, or If We Had Known, into the search engine in Amazon. I do have an author page in Amazon, so it's pretty easy to find there.
Good, good. So now that you are, what is your ideal day? What does your day look like, an ideal day for you?
Well, I do try to do some writing, but I have involved in lots of other things. I take piano lessons, so I'm practicing my piano. I practice yoga several times a week, weather permitting, because I'm on the East Coast, and try to get a bicycle ride in several days a week. And I'm studying a new language. So I kind of do a little bit of everything that I love to do.
Yeah. And is that what you want to tell the audience today, is to find the things that they love to do and do them?
Yeah, I've heard so many people, and especially a lot of my peers who are retired, who, I'm not saying they're not active, but they have a couple of set activities. And I feel like I just want to learn more and more. And a couple of years ago, I said to a friend, you know, I want 30 more good years. Not just 30 years, I want 30 more good years. And she said to me, you know, you'll be 95. You realize that in 30 years. And I said, yes, I know that. That's what I want. I want 30 more good years to do as much as I can, to learn, to experience what I can.
And you know, I think that's so great. You know, I have a really good friend who's 97, just wrote his 10th book.
Wow.
And is very active. So, you know, nowadays we are living longer. You know, those of us that really want to live a healthy lifestyle, that want to extend our life, that are part of our new earth creation, that are all part of that, we're living longer. And the centenarians that are living well into their hundreds, you know, I know of a lady here in our community, she was just 107 when she passed. Yeah. So this is what's possible, but we have to want to be in the game. We have to not be so beat down by life, or even have the programming that you're talking about. A lot of the people have this, that when they retire, that's it, they're done. And how about, you know, retiring from this job and then opening up to a whole new world of possibilities?
Right. And that was interesting, you know, what you said, because for many years, as I neared retirement, I really never expected to be this busy. I wondered what I would do. I expected I might have to get new friends, but I am so busy. And that's really the way I thrive. I love it. And I just, you know, wonder in the next couple of years what else I'm going to be learning to do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great that you're writing the books. You know, maybe you can teach people to write as well. That would be a fun That would be a fun thing, you know, teach people how to write a book. Because that is a fun thing to do. I think writing is one of my expressions too that I love so much. Now, let's tell the audience how they can find you. Are you active on social media?
I am. You can find me on Instagram, on Twitter. All of the links to my website, you can do www.ArleneLomasAlfamarin.com. That's without the hyphen. I'm also on Linktree with my name without the hyphen as well, which has all of the links to my website and all my social media.
Awesome. Well, I think it's great what you're doing with, you know, inspiring. I mean, just even, you know, you coming on Stories of Hope today, like the feeling that you have that you want to do. And I think I'm older than you. So, but I also have the feeling of, you know, wanting to do everything, but wanting to do the things that I really want to do, the things that I've put on the back burner, you know, and even just living a simple life, but living an inspired life. Right. So I think it's really, really exciting. And, you know, people don't, like you said in what your motto is, it's never too late. And it's never too late. It doesn't matter when you begin, as long as you begin. And yes. I like the idea that, you know, you want 30 good years, 20 good years, 10 good years, whatever it is, but don't give up, and it's never too late. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Arlene, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I want to thank all of the listeners for tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll see you all again next week, Friday, and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.